Hello children, welcome to our audio session for today, which is based on a short story of English literature for class 11, Salvator by William Somerset Maugham. The narrator, right at the beginning, starts the story by wondering if he can do it. This creates a suspense immediately. He then proceeds to narrate the heartwarming tale of the son of a simple fisherman named Salvator. Salvator is a popular Italian name which means savior. Savior is someone who is kind, generous, and filled with goodness. The protagonist of the story, a humble fisherman, has all these qualities to be called Salvator. Salvator lived on an Italian island of Ischia, swimming in and out of the sea all the time and taking care of his two younger brothers. He has been described as a boy of 15 with a pleasant face, a laughing mouth, and carefree eyes. His brown body was as thin as a rail. So children, if you are asked to give a character sketch of Salvator, you need to begin by mentioning these physical qualities of his. Therefore, I would suggest that you underline them in your textbooks. A pleasant face, a laughing mouth, carefree eyes, and a brown body as thin as a rail. Next, we find that growing very quickly, Salvator falls in love with a pretty girl living on the Grand Marina. She is described as having eyes like forest pools, suggesting that she had eyes that a man would happily get lost in. And she held herself like a daughter of the Caesars, meaning she behaved as if she came from a royal family. They soon get engaged. However, their wedding cannot be solemnized till he completes his compulsory military service. Salvator leaves home to serve in the Navy. However, he feels extremely nostalgic, homesick, and misses his fiancée the most. During his service in China, he is struck by tragedy in the form of rheumatism. Now children, rheumatism is an illness that causes severe pain in muscles and joints and persists in the individual throughout his life, affecting his ability to perform his daily activities. Salvator was in hospital for months, but bore this affliction without any complaint. Exultation filled his heart when he learned that he would be able to return home as he was declared unfit for further military service. He was going to be united with his beloved and the island of his birth. This is what mattered to him the most. As he landed on the jetty, he scanned among the crowd that waited there, hoping to see his lady love. But she was not there. Students, what do you think is the reason for her absence? Why do you think she is not there to receive and welcome Salvator? We shall find out in the second audio session. Thank you, children.